This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Apartment Association says housing providers should stop evicting renters, waive late fees, and help create payment plans for residents taking a financial hit thanks to the coronavirus. Spokeswoman Michelle Ling says the recommendations are only for those struggling.
If people can pay, they should, and really reserve resources for those who are in desperate need of help.
The Apartment Association recommends following the guidelines until April 30th. Other suggestions: limit visitors and clean common areas better. As the rest of the country hunkers down because of COVID-19, members of Congress take planes, trains, and automobiles to converge on the Capitol. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports there's a growing call to consider if lawmakers should be allowed to vote remotely.
Congress is putting the finishing touches on a Phase 3 coronavirus relief package, but one big hurdle remains: the vote. Congressional leaders have played down the idea of remote voting, but with travel concerns and a number of legislators under self-quarantine, rank-and-file members think remote voting needs a serious look. Republican Senator Cory Gardner says via Skype he's supportive of the idea.
I think if we can protect it, if we can do it right, if we can make sure the procedure is right, yes. But again, there's a lot of things that have to be safeguarded and a lot of protections that need to be built in.
Gardner has had to miss votes while in self-quarantine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
We're looking at 45 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Vail, 62, mostly sunny for Denver. This is CPR News.